Happy almost New Year's. Well, I guess we actually have a week or so to go until New Year's arrives. But this holiday, also known as the beginning of the year, the entire beginning of the entire year, this holiday is relevant for our caller, as well as anybody else in the health and wellness field. Probably some other fields as well. But in particular, that is a big season for that industry, health and wellness, much more so than the end of year holidays that we're in the midst of now. I always think it's funny when I walk into my gym on January 1st or 2nd, you know, one of those early days in the year, and it's just super crowded with all those people working on their New Year's resolutions, or at least beginning their New Year's resolutions, I should say, because it's not nearly as crowded after a few weeks. But of course, people mean well. It's just kind of a night and day difference in terms of, you know, who's there in January versus February. Anyway, what can be done now in terms of preparing for a New Year's promotion? And how can you make sure you have that big New Year's sale to sustain you for the rest of the year? That's what we're going to talk about in this episode. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Hey there, this is Jamie calling from Pennsylvania. You talked about holiday sales a month ago, but you didn't say anything specific to New Year's. In terms of marketing and promotion, what's different during this time? Do some things sell better? I ask because my business is in the health and wellness field, and January is a busy time for us. December, not so much. So for those of us who miss out on big holiday promos at the end of the year, how can we capitalize on a big January and February? Thanks in advance and Happy New Year.
Well, the most important advice for any sale, not just New Year's, but for any sale, is know your customer. That's the most important thing because you want to be marketing the right offer to the right person at the right time. And that's the magic. That's when you come up with the most compelling offers, the best conversion rate, when you're making the right offer to the right person at the right time. So as our caller mentions, you know, people aren't into diet plans in December, but that suddenly changes in January. Like I said about going into the gym, everybody's in the gym in January. So if you are in this field or any other field in which your response, your conversion is higher in the beginning of the year, you want to have your programming ready to go a bit beforehand, probably the last week of December, basically now, you know, or at least the last few days of December is when your promotion actually begins, because you are effectively marketing new year, new you, right? So it's important to hit the ground running. And even if you don't have it ready to go by New Year's, you know, New Year's is in January 1, like there's a sense of momentum about a new year that carries over for at least a couple of weeks. So these are great times to run promotions. I would highly encourage you to use it to your advantage. Like, don't be afraid to sell hard during this time. This is basically your Black Friday, your Cyber Monday, you know, your Prime Day, all in one. And again, you know, it's the right time for the right person. So this is your time. Go for it. Good luck and happy early New Year. Happy early New Year to everyone, in fact. We still have a week to go, but I am excited about all that's to come in the new year. If you've got a question or something you're working on, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Otherwise, take care of yourself over there. I hope you'll continue to join me every day for a new episode. My name's Chris Gillibo. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.